Okay, magandang araw po sa inyo. This is real time worship. No, we are here in church in Crossworld. Kami pong si Pasoracitas, si Yanra, we're all here. And real time po ito. Kaya yung tanong namin sa inyo kanina, what are your lingering questions? The lingering questions in your heart. After 6 months, no, in pandemic, hindi lang namin gustong malaman anong inyong mga pangangailangan, anong inyong sitwasyon. Hindi lang namin gustong alamin kung nasa na kayo ngayon at anong inyong mga karanasan. But we want to know your thoughts and your reflections during this time of pandemic. Kaya we are interested, very much interested to find out anong mga lingering questions in your heart about what's happening. And it's okay to ask questions. Kaya sa pagkakataon pong ito ay ating ihanda na rin ang ating sarili sa pag-aaral ng kanyang salita. In the process of our study of the Word of God, if you have any questions, just let us know. No? Yung iba po ay nagsusulat na ng kanilang mga tanong. Lord, when? Maraming bagay patungkol kung kailan. And one of which is, when will the pandemic end? Salamat sa tanong ni William Nito. Another one asked a question. Si Camille Joyce Fernandez, Lord, I don't know about when, but when I am, where am I supposed to go? Where do you want me to go? Or shall I? Baka may mga tanong si Camille sa Panginoon tungkol sa kanyang mga dapat gawin sa kanyang personal na buhay. And that's very true, no? Salamat sa inyong mga tanong. And we will be reading some of your questions pa rin mamaya. Ano? And let's just go to the Word of God and find some comfort, no, in His Word. No? Gusto ko pumunta tayo sa salita ng Panginoon doon sa John chapter 11. No? Kasi ang John chapter 11 ay isa sa mga napakagandang chapters, book ni John. In fact, this is the final sign that the Lord gave. There were about 7 signs that John mentioned in his gospel. And this is the final sign, which is the raising of Lazarus. Okay? At alam ko na may mensahe ang Panginoon sa atin dito as a community, as a church. Ano ba ang tugon natin during this time of pandemic? Hindi man yun siguro na i-sulat, no? But you have lingering questions like, where is God? Now, where is God in all of this? Is God still in control? Is God still sovereign? Well, if God is loving, if God is wise, if God is powerful, why is He not stopping all of this? No? Bakit hindi? You know, God could have prevented this pandemic. Why did He not? And probably some of you would be asking, who's at fault here? Sino bang may kasalanan nito? Ito ba ay kasalanan namin? Is God punishing us for our sins? Meron ba kaming maling nagawa? Panginoon, bakit mo kami pinagdurusan ng ganito? And in Asia, the Philippines is number one in COVID cases. Lord, who is to blame? Sino bang dapat sisihin dito? No, minsan ang iniisip natin agad ay sinong dapat nating pagbuntunan ng galit ng ating sisi. At marahil iniisip natin, China should be blamed for this, or probably US or Trump, or yung mga conspiracy theories, Bill Gates ang dapat sisihin sa lahat ng ito. At yung iba naman ay si Duterte ang dapat sisihin. No? Ano bang mga pangyayaring ito? Ito ba mga pangyayaring ito ay bahagi ng mga senyales na paparating ng Panginoon? Kaya usong-uso ngayon mga end times, no? At ang mga tao ay natatakot, hindi mo naman maialis, no? Kapag kami mga ganitong crises na talagang hindi lang nationwide kundi worldwide, it's but natural for us to ask the question, Lord, is this part of the sign that you are soon coming? Or do you still love us, Lord? Itong mga tanong na ito ay napakahalaga. At bilang isang community, these questions are valid. No, it's okay to ask questions. It's okay to feel sometimes, you know, lost and confused. But if you ask these questions to the right person, then you're doing the right thing. No? We ask questions. We do not question God, but we ask questions. Sa Bible po, daming mga tanong, kagaya ni Job. Ang dami niyang tanong, isang taong walang kasalanan na ginawa, pero ang kanyang karanasan ay sobra-sobra pa sa isang nagkasala. Maraming mga tanong, kagaya ni Asaph, na bakit yung mayayaman ay pinagpapala samantalang kaming sumusunod sa iyo ay naghihirap. So maraming mga tanong, kagaya ng Lord, bakit nangyayari ang mga masasamang bagay sa mabubuting tao? At bakit naman nangyayari yung mabubuting bagay sa mga masasamang tao? Ikaw ba ay interesado pa sa amin? Ikaw ba ay in control pa? Ano bang ibig sabihin na you are in control? Ano bang ibig sabihin ng ikaw ay sovereign? No? Where do we find the answers? No? When you have your Bibles, when you look at your Bibles, you will... where do we find the answer to this book? No? Pagkatumingin tayo sa lumang tipan, ang sinasabi ay ang makasalanan talagang pinaparusahan. Pero pag tinignan mo naman sa aklat ni Job, not necessarily, kasi hindi naman ganun katindi ang kasalanan ni Job para magkasala. No? Sa Psalm, ang daming mga tanong. Pero sabi ni N.T. Wright, siya po yung author ng God and the Pandemic, which is a good read during this time of this coronavirus incident in the world right now. Sabi niya, the answer can be found in the life of Jesus. No, hindi pa nga sa Old Testament, hindi pa rin sa mga epistles, no, but just go back to the gospel and go back to the story of God, the story of Jesus, and we will see and we will glean, no, maybe not the answer, but some comfort to our questions. No. Kaya pupuntahan natin itong John chapter 11. And we will study this passage together. Okay? So, humanda lang po tayo kasi ito'y live. So, hindi ko alam kung anong oras ako matatapos. yun lang ang problema kapag ka live. Ano? Kasi pagka... sandali lang po, ah. Kapag kasi recorded, kayang-kaya kong orasan eh. Pero pagka live, kagaya nito, naku, humanda po kayo. Dapat nakaready na yung tanghalian ninyo. Pero titingnan po natin anong sinasabi ng salita ng Panginoon dito. Okay? So alam po natin ang story in John chapter 11. No? Ang isa sa mga kaibigan ng Panginoon ay namatay. No? This is such a tragedy, no? for you or for one of us to experience sickness or the sickness of a loved one. And what could be worse than experiencing the death of a loved one through sickness? Kaya very relevant po itong John chapter 11 sapagkat karamdaman ng pinag-uusapan dito. Isang lalaki na kaibigan ng Panginoon, ang pangalan ay Lazarus, kapatid po ni Martha at saka ni Mary, ay nakaranas po ng karamdaman. No? Marahil ay iniisip ninyo yung pamag-anak ninyo, kapatid ninyo, magulang ninyo, ay nagkaroon din ng karamdaman. At nangangamba kayo na baka may masamang mangyari sa kanila. At nangyari po ang kinatatakutan ng magkapatid na si Mary at si Martha sapagkat namatay po itong si Lazarus. So this is such a tragedy, no? Something that we don't want to happen. But this is part of reality. This is reality, no? Pero alam niyo po, very careful si John in helping us understand. Ito po yung nangyari, ano? Kasi ang sabi po nitong si Martha, which is a very valid question. Sabi niya dito sa verse 21, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Kung nandito ka po, Panginoon, di sana namatay yung kapatid ko. So, this is bordering on faulting Jesus. Na ikaw kasi, Lord, lumayo-layo ka pa, o kaya hindi ka kasi dumating agad. Tuloy, nangyari, namatay yung kapatid ko. No, hindi ba natural yan sa atin? Kapag may mga nangyaring aberya, ang hinahanap agad talaga natin, sisisihin natin.
Kaya hindi mo naman maiaalis to kay Martha, no, na magtanong ng ganito kasi mabigat talaga yung naranasan nila. Pero dahil ganito kabigat yung mararanasan nila, look at this verse in verse 3. No? Sabi dito, kasi nga alam natin dito, nagkasakit si Lazarus at dumating sa punto na malala yung karamdaman niya, nag-50-50 na siya. Pero ang sabi sa verse 3, maingat na maingat si John, sabi niya, "Therefore the sisters sent to him saying, Lord, behold, him who you love is sick." Lord, yung mahal mo may sakit. Tapos maingat din na sinabi ni John sa verse 5, "Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus." So when we ask the question, mahal pa ba ako ng Lord o mahal pa ba kami ng Lord sa nararanasan namin ito? Well, this is beyond question. Undoubtedly, kinlaro ni John, hey, mahal pa rin ni Jesus si Lazarus, mahal niya si Mary tsaka si Martha. Kasi nga, ang mga susunod na mga pangyayari ay maglalagay ng malaking tanong sa atin sa pagmamahal ng Diyos sa atin. Kapag nakahinarap mo na ang karamdaman, hinarap mo na ang kamatayan, tatanungin mo talaga, Lord, mahal mo pa ba ako? Kaya ang ginawa ni John, maaga pa lang sinabi na niya, binalidate na niya, na mahal talaga ni Jesus yung magkakapatid. In fact, yung term na ginamit dito is a very intimate word for close family members. Kapamilya talaga, kapuso talaga ni Jesus itong si Mary, si Martha, at saka itong si Lazarus. So bakit nagkaganon, ano? Kung mahal pala ng Lord itong si Mary, si Martha, at saka si Lazarus, bakit pinabayaan niya? Diba? Minsan tuloy magtatanong ka, no? Para tuloy mahirap maging kaibigan ni Jesus. Diba? Sipin mo. Mahirap pala maging ka-close si Jesus. Kasi minsan iniisip natin kapag ka malapit ka kay Jesus, hindi ka makakaranas ng kalugihan. Kapag ka-close ka kay Jesus, hindi ka makakasakit. Kapag ka lagi ka nagpe-pray at lagi ka nag-worship, hindi ka mabibigo, hindi ka mababasted, hindi kayo mag-aaway mag-asawa, hindi magkakaproblema yung anak mo. Kapag ka-close kay Jesus, hindi mo mararanasan ng lahat ng ito. Pero look at this. This family is so close to Jesus. This family is so familiar and very affectionately related with Jesus. But look at what's happening here. No? Kaya po mga kapatid, when you're experiencing problems in life, when you're encountering hurts and pains and wounds, no? Always remember this. Don't fix the blame. Don't look for easy answers to your questions. Don't even doubt the love of God in your life. Kasi talagang mahal ka ng Panginoon. So anong naging tugon ni Jesus sa lahat ng ito? Okay? Kasi ang tanong nga nitong si Mary, Martha, di ba? Lord, kung nandito ka lang, hindi sana nangyari ito. Let's go back to that very relevant and very important question of Martha. Wait. So what's this relevant question? Sabi niya, Lord, verse 21, balikan natin 21. Sabi niya, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. So ito si Martha, at ang maganda kay Martha is this. Diba yung mga unang encounter natin kay Martha, si Martha ay parang, alam mo, walang interest sa Bible study. Kasi lagi siya nasa kusina. Parang wala siyang theological framework, wala siyang mga interest sa pag-aaral ng salita ng Diyos. Kasi nga, mas gusto niya magluto. Pero look at this, no? She has some theological issues. No, nang sabi niya, Lord, ay dapat nandito ka, no? Pero alam ko na sinasagot ng Diyos ang lahat ng iyong panalangin. Then ang sabi ni Jesus sa kanya, your brother will rise again. Look at this theological proposition, this propositional statement of Martha. Sabi niya, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection of the last day. So may alam pala itong si Martha kahit tatahi-tahimik, ano? And Jesus, anong reply ni Jesus kay Martha? Sabi ni Jesus, verse 25, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Alam ang sabi ni Martha? Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. Look at that statement. Kaya ko po tinatanong sa inyo, ano mga questions nyo during this time? Kasi it's okay to ask questions just like Martha. And when you have questions, these are valid. And Jesus, if you're asking from the standpoint of like seeking an answer, he will give you an answer. If you're seeking for the truth, he will give you the truth. So as a community, napakahalaga po ng community. Bakit? Kasi the community, itong sama-sama natin bilang mga magkakapatid, nagagabayan po tayo tungo sa katotohanan. Because that's what Martha needed at this particular time. She needed comfort. She needed confirmation, no, about the truth, about who Jesus is. At ang ganda ng sinabi ni Jesus, no, ang sabi niya, I am. No? Diba sa Gospel of John, maraming binanggit po dyan na I am. Eh. Like, I am the good shepherd. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No? So lahat po yan. Pero dito, sabi niya, I am the resurrection and the life. So napakahalaga nung salitang I am. You know, I remember Pastor Edmond Chan, di ba, nung nag-speech siya dito sa Crossworld, minsan daw nagtatanong tayo sa Panginoon, Lord, ba't hindi mo ako pinapagaling? Lord, bakit ako namatayan? Lord, bakit hindi pa matapos-tapos tong pandemic? Lord, bakit? Dami nating tanong, di ba? And sometimes, may mga sagot na ang daling sagsabihin. Like, you know, God can. God can heal you. God can provide for you. God can do this, God can do that. Pero ito daw salitang God can, ang sabi ni Pastor Edmond Chan, is an oxymoron. Ano bang ibig sabihin ng oxymoron? Ang ibig sabihin nito ay contradictory, no? O parang hindi mo kailangang sabihin kasi it's opposite, no? Like when you say God can, that's a ridiculous statement. Why? Kasi pag sinabi mong God, is there anything impossible with God? So needless to say, hindi mo na kinakailangang sabihin God can. Pagka naman daw sinabi mong God will, sabi, halimbawa, may sakit, at sasabihin mo, you know, God will heal you. That is being presumptuous. Yung bang hindi mo naman alam kung pagagalingin talaga siya ni Lord, e bigla mong sasabihin God will heal you, no? At pagka hindi pinagaling, no, sasama ang loob sa atin. So mahirap mo ding sabihin yung salitang God will. At lalong mahirap mong sabihin na God must. No? Kasi pagka sinabi mo ng God must save me, God must give me this capital, or God must deliver me, you're like a spoiled brat. No? Para ka namang isang batang nagtatantram na hindi ibinibigay ang gusto, inagaw yung lollipop mo, so nagmamaktol ka at sinasabi mo, Lord, dapat mong gawin ito, dapat mong gawin yan. Pag hindi mo ginawa yan, di na kita kakausapin. Di ba? So hindi tama yung ganong attitude. So instead of saying God can or God will or God must, we must simply say God is. Just like sinabi ni Jesus. Hindi niya sinabing I can raise Lazarus from the dead or I can heal him. Hindi niya sinabi niya. Or I will raise Lazarus from the dead or I must raise Lazarus. Ang sabi lang niya, I am. I am. So kapatid, let this truth give us comfort during this time of pandemic that God is. That even if He doesn't heal, He is still the healer. That even if we don't feel that He is with us, He is with us. He is present. He is powerful. He is loving. He is caring. Hindi man natin marahil naririnig o nararanasan o namamasdan ng sarili nating mga mata, hindi po nababali at hindi po lumalabnaw ang katotohanan na ang Diyos ay mabuti. Ang Diyos ay kasama natin. So sa panahong ito, if you have questions, no, we can simply say the truth that God is. Just like Jesus, I am. I am. So for us, that's what we call the ministry of the truth. Now let's take a look at Mary. Ito po magkapatid na ito ay parehong nagtanong sa Panginoon eh. No? Same sister, same question. Look at Mary. Si Mary po kasi nasa bahay nung ibinalita na nandiyan na si Jesus, tumakbo po si Mary at lumabas at pinuntahan si Jesus kung saan niya nakatagpo si Martha. At nung makita na sila sa verse 32, etong sabi ni Mary, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Look at this. Same sisters, same questions. No? But the answer of Jesus is totally different. Iba po ang sagot ni Jesus. No? In fact, wala siyang sagot. Wala pong sagot si Jesus. Look at verse 33. "Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her weeping, the whole community weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled." Look at the response of Jesus. No words, but he groaned. He lamented. He cried. At yun pong tugon na ito sa original, yung pong groaning dito ay hindi lang yung naluha. Alam mo yung nanonood ka ng isang pelikula, nahatulo yung luha mong ganyan. Hindi ganun yun, ha? Napahagulgol si Jesus. Siya ay nanangis. At pagkatapos siyang manangis, saka lang siya nagsalita, "Where have you laid him?" Bakit hindi niya sinagot si Martha, si Mary, na kagaya ng sagot niya kay Martha, na "I am the resurrection and the life, na I can raise I am," di ba? Bakit? Kasi magkaiba ang pangangailangan ni Martha at ni Mary. Si Martha, ang pangangailangan niya ay tugon. It's a theological question, and so Jesus answered her with a theological truth. Itong si Mary, ang need niya at this time is empathy. Because she's weeping. She's emotionally affected. She's discouraged. She's despondent. And in her despondency, in her dejection, no amount of answer will suffice. Kahit gaano kaganda ng sagot mo, hindi ito tatalab kay Mary. Kasi ang pangangailangan niyo nung panahon na yon is comfort. Not a confirmation, not a propositional truth, but simply the presence of Jesus. Kung kay Martha, ang ministry ni Jesus is the ministry of truth. Kay Mary, ang ministry ni Jesus is the ministry of tears. Isipin niyo mga kapatid, minsan tatanungin natin, wala bang gagawin si Jesus? Diba? Kaya niyang magpagaling ng bulag. Yung isang ang estranghero, pinagaling yung anak from a distance. Diba miles away eh. Tapos sabi niya, may sakit yung anak ko, pwede bang pagalingin mo? Then, sabi niya, magaling na yung anak mo. Pag uwi nung ruler, nagulat siya. Kinabukasan pa siya nakauwi, magaling na yung anak niya. Hindi pinuntahan ni Jesus yun, ha? At a distance, you know, the child got healed. Di ba pwedeng gawin ni Jesus yun? He could have healed Lazarus from a distance. wala ba siyang gagawin kundi iiyak lang? At minsan, nangyayari ito sa atin. Yun ang tanong natin sa Lord. Eh. Lord, wala ka bang gagawin sa pandemic na ito? Wala ka bang action man lang? Wala ka bang... Hindi mo ba patitigilin ito? And sometimes we... In our lingering questions, we cry. We shed tears. At sometimes yun lang ang sagot ng Lord. Sa panahon ng ating pagluluksa, sa panahon ng ating pagdadalamhati, parang sinasabi na, you know, the Lord is groaning with you. The Lord is weeping with you. The Lord is with you, lamenting outside the tomb. He is groaning with you. He may not give you the answer that will satisfy you, but His presence is more than enough to comfort you. His tears will be there for you. You know, remember when Jesus was at the cross, He asked the same question, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And there was no answer. Jesus also asked the same question, bakit mo ako pinabayaan, Ama? May narinig ba tayong sagot sa langit? Wala. So as a community, it's important that we become a community who does not have all the answers. Sometimes it's okay to say that I don't know the answer. I have no answer to your question, but I'm here for you. I am willing to walk with you. I'm willing to journey with you. I'm willing to weep and cry with you. So that's the beauty of the community. Kasi hindi naman natin mararamdaman na hindi naman bababa ang Lord sa langit para i-comfort tayo. Sometimes we ask God, Lord, pwede bang padala ka ng thunderbolt para sagutin ang aming mga challenges in life? Eh, totoo nga, nagpadala ang Diyos ng thunderbolt in human form. So that's the beauty of the community at work. Because we walk together, we journey together, and we grieve together, and we bleed together, and we cry together. Romans 8 is a classic chapter. In fact, it's the height of God's glory in Romans chapter 8. Pero doon din sa height of the glory in chapter 8, Romans chapter 8, you will see the holy, you know, the creation groaning. I mean, the creation is groaning. There are three groanings in Romans chapter 8. The groaning of the creation, the groaning of our inner emotions, inner hearts. We groan. And the third groaning is the groaning of the Holy Spirit. If you, there are times in our lives, during this time of pandemic, God laments with us. God is weeping with us. And that is His answer. We may not receive gospel truth or propositional truth or theological statement from Him to assure us or to confirm His presence with us. But what He's doing is He's lamenting and groaning and weeping with us during this most trying and most difficult episode in our history. Praise God. So look at this. Jesus wept. Jesus wept. So we see here, first, the ministry of truth for Martha. And some of us would be needing that these days. Pero yung iba sa atin, hindi mo kailangan ng ministry of truth, but you need the ministry of tears. And the Lord is here with you, assuring you that you are never alone and God is embracing you and groaning with you in your pain. But sometimes, I'm not saying always, but sometimes, He does the third ministry. Siguro pwede ko na rin sabihin always. Kasi the third ministry is a ministry to Lazarus. And that is the ministry of transformation. So tatlong bagay po yan, ano? The ministry of truth kay Mary. The ministry of tears kay Martha yon. Tears kay Mary. Third, the ministry of transformation. So sabi niya, where did you lay him? At pumunta sila sa tomb. Sabi ng Lord, no? Verse 38, then Jesus again, groaning in himself. This groaning naman is, you know, sabi ni Timothy Keller, it's a totally different groaning. This is groaning that has something to do with rage. He was bellowing with anger. Wow. Why? At the face of death. Jesus was so angry about the effect of sin to mankind. And Jesus was raging from the deepest part of his soul. No, he was angry at the power of sin over man. At nung nakatingin po siya sa tomb, nare-realize niya at nakikita niya marahil, you know, that, you know, para lang mabuhay si Lazarus, I had to take place with him. I had to exchange places with him. Bubuhayin ko siya, but this will mean my death. Kasi alam po ninyo, itong pagkakataon na ito, sikat na si Jesus. This is at the height of his popularity. At alam niya, nakikita niya na yung susunod na mangyayari. If ever he will raise Lazarus from the dead, puputok po ang balita sa sambulat po, magiging popular si Jesus. At alam mo, magiging reaction ng tao, especially the religious leaders, they will all the more, no, insist on eliminating Jesus. So, ang ibig sabihin nito, the popularity of Jesus will usher in his death. Which is exactly what happened. Kasi nung binuhay si Lazarus, mix ang emotion ng mga tao. Yung iba, tuwang-tuwa, pero kalahati po ng mga tao gustong patayin si Jesus sapagkat hindi na nila gusto yung nangyayari. So, yung ibig sabihin nito, yung prospect of raising Lazarus from the dead, ang ibig sabihin nito, mga kapatid, ikamamatay niya. Ikamamatay ni Jesus ang pagbuhay niya kay Lazarus. Kaya alam niya, mas napipinto at mas nalalapit na ang kanyang kamatayan. So, anong ginawa ni Jesus? No, what he did in front of the tomb, sabi niya ganon, they took away the stone in verse 31, and from the place where the dead man was lying, and Jesus lifted his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you heard me. And I know that you always hear me, but because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. So dahil nga ito'y sign to prove that Jesus really is the Son of God and that the Father hears him, he had to do this. Actually, ito pong incident na ito ng pagbuhay kay Lazaro ay directed by God himself, by God the Father. Kasi alam naman natin, hindi naman lahat ng patay sa Jerusalem binuhay ni Jesus, di ba? Why? Because ang praxis ni Jesus, ang practice niya is anuman ang sabihin ng Father niya, yun ang gagawin niya. So at the end of the day, at the end of it all, it's always the will of the Father. So even our lives, no, we are not motivated by needs, no. Even our ministry is not based on needs. Ano bang kailangan ng mga tao, tugunan natin. Hindi po 'yun, hindi po tayo need-based sa ating ministry. We are will of God-based, kung anong sinabi ng Lord. Kasi kung needs lang ang pagbabatayan natin sa bawat galaw natin, mauubos po yung kayamanan natin, mauubos ang lakas natin, tutugon sa lahat ng pangangailangan. Hindi natin kayang tugunan ang lahat ng pangangailangan. And even Jesus did not raise from the dead every dead person in Jerusalem. Hindi niya pinagaling ang lahat ng bulag, hindi niya pinagaling ang lahat ng bigi, hindi niya pinagaling ang lahat ng lumpo. Kasi ang galaw niya, kung ano lang ang sabihin ng kanyang Father sa kanya. So ganun din ang ating galaw. No? Kaya nga napakahalaga makinig sa Diyos. Kasi sabi nga niya, my food is to do the will of my Father. So hindi siya gumagalaw ng labas sa gusto ng kanyang Ama sa kanya. And because of this, no, binuhay ni Jesus si Lazarus. Sabi niya, now when he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he who had died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes and his face was wrapped with a cloth. And Jesus said to him, loose him, let him go. Okay? So dito napakahalaga po ng community. Why? Kasi pwede namang si Jesus na ang nag-roll ng stone eh. No? Hindi naman pinakita dito na si Jesus ay, you know, all-powerful na kailangan niya ipakita na siya ay Diyos. Siguro nung kung yun lang ang intention niya, ipakita niya siya ay Diyos. Nung nag-iiyakan yung mga magkakapatid, siguro ganito ang itsura niya. No? Parang sinasabi niya, tingnan niyo lang kung anong gagawin ko. Ha? Kasi itong gagawin ko, easy-easy lang ito. Bubuhay ko si Lazaro eh. Relax lang kayo. No? Relax lang kayo. Pwede niyang gawin ganun eh. Kung ang intention niya, ipakita lang niya na siya ay Diyos. Pero hindi. Gusto niya ipakita na he's also human and he feels what you're feeling. Kaya nga, umiyak din siya. Hindi lang para show off, kundi totoong naramdaman niya ang naramdaman ni Mary. No? Kaya look at the dynamics of Jesus, you know, in relating with us. And the whole community, which is part of this story, na pwede namang si Jesus ang mag-usod ng bato, di ba? Pakita na niya sa lahat, i-display niya na ituturo lang niya yung batong ganyan. Tapos, eh, alam mo yun? Aandar na yung bato, gugulong na yung bato. Pero hindi. Tapos, nung lumabas si Lazarus, hindi lumabas si Lazaro na wala na yung kanyang benda. No? Eh, kaya nakabenda pa rin. At kailangan pa ng mga taong tanggalin yung benda nitong si Lazarus. Anong ibig sabihin nun? Ibig sabihin nun, the whole community has a part in all of this. So napakahalaga po ng community in facing this pandemic. Kasi nga, tayo po ang katawan ni Jesus dito sa lupa. Hindi naman bababa si Jesus para sagutin ang mga tanong ng mga tao. Hindi rin bababa si Jesus para akbayan ang mga nalulungkot at nangungulila. At hindi siya rin pupunta dito para magbago yung buhay ng mga tao. Ang gagamitin ng Diyos ay ikaw at ako. Tayo ang gagamitin ng Panginoon. So that's how important the community is. That's how important it is. Just like what Jesus did for Lazarus, no? Ang intention talaga ng Lord, ang lundo ng lahat ng ito is so that we can be transformed and become more like Jesus. We can know Him better for who He really is. We can feel His heart, His heartbeat, and we can be more like Jesus. So mga kapatid, napakahalaga po ng community. Wag po nating sa panahon ngayon na parang nasasanay na tayo na pwede naman pala magsimba sa loob ng bahay. No? Okay po yan. No? Pero sana wag nating kakalimutan that we're still part of a larger community. And we are the lips of God, we are the hand of God, and we are the heart of God. So that Jesus can be known by the people. So ito pong ating community, it's a spiritual community. This is part of our growing. This is part of our growing up. This is part of our development. Hindi natin pwedeng sabihin na ako'y a Christian pero ayokong maging miyembro ng church. Hindi pwede yung ganun, mga kapatid. Parang yung kwento nga daw nung isang lalaking napunta sa isang isla dahil na-stranded po siya doon. Ang sabi po ay nung nakita siya ng kapitan ng barko, nung sasagipin na siya, nakita nung kapitan mayroong tatlong kubo doon sa isla. Dalawang kubong magkatabi at isang kubong medyo malayo. Sabi nung kapitan, ay gusto ko lang malaman bakit tatlo yung kubo dito. Sabi niya ganun. Ah, itong kubo na to, sabi niya ganun, ito yung bahay ko. Itong kabilang kubo, ano yan? Ah, yan ang church ko. Ayan, ganun. Ano yung isang kubo na yun? Sabi niya ganun. Ah, yun yung dati kong church. Ibig sabihin ito, sarili niya hindi niya mawari at sarili niya hindi niya makasundo. So, ina-allow ng Lord yung community so that we can grow together and minister to one another through truth, tears, and transformation. So, we need each other, no? So let us connect with one another. No? Meron po mga tao na proud pa na ipapakita sa FB na member sila ng isang malaking mega church. No? Ipopost pa na dito ako sa ganitong CF na umaattend. No? Bahala na kayo kung anong CF yon. Pero mga CF, no? Papakita niyang ganyan. Dito ako umaattend, dito kami nag-church, ito yung speaker. Kilala yung speaker, no? Magaling yung speaker, maganda yung mensahe, no? Pero pag nagkasakit, pag nagka-problema, ang pupuntahan yung kaawa-awa niyang pastor na iniwanan niya. Ang babalikan niya yung kaawa-awang maliit na church kung saan siya nakakilala sa Lord. Hihingi ng prayer, hihingi ng counsel, no? Hihingi ng tulong. Kakalungkot, ano? Proud ka na member ka ng isang mega church? Pero sa panahon ng pangangailangan, nababalikan mo yung iniwanan mong church na maliit at yung pastor na madali mong kalimutan. So, wag sanang ganun. Kaya nga napakahalaga ng community. You do not need to float around and be a consumerist and a church hopper na kung saan-saan mo pupulutin ang sarili mo. Pero pagka nangailangan ka, ang babalikan mo, yung roots mo. So sana mga kapatid, napakahalaga na maunawaan natin that during this time of pandemic, we need and we can only survive when we are part of a community. And through this, we will experience the presence of Jesus giving us the truth, guiding us with the truth. And embracing us with tears and helping us transform. Hindi man sagutin ng Diyos ang lahat ng ating panalangin. Hindi man sagutin ang lahat ng ating tanong. Hindi man mabago yung mga gusto nating mabago, pero isang bagay ang totoo, kasama natin ang Panginoon. Siya ay Diyos pa rin na makapangyarihan. Siya ay nagahari pa rin. At hindi lang siya nagahari, siya ay lumuluha na kasama natin. Ang darating ang isang araw, babaguhin niya ang lahat. Kapatid, si Jesus ang sagot. Sa mga tanong natin sa buhay, sabi nga ng isang song, when answers aren't enough, there is Jesus. Kung may mga tanong tayo na walang sagot, just look at the cross, look at Jesus, and He will give us the answer. Okay. Let me pray for you. Panginoon, sa araw po na ito, maraming salamat po sa iyong salita. At salamat din sa katotohanan, Panginoon, na ikaw ay kasama namin at hindi mo kami iniiwanan kailanman. Sa dami ng aming mga tanong, Panginoon, walang sagot. Sapagkat di naman lahat ng tanong ay kailangan sagutin. At tulungan mo kami makontento sa iyong presensya, sa iyong pagyakap, sa iyong pagtangis sa panahon ng aming pananangis. Salamat sa pagkatisang araw, Panginoon, mababago ang lahat. Kaya sa panahon ito, dalangin namin na ikaw ay maging totoong-totoo sa aming puso. Maging tunay na tagapagligtas, tunay na Panginoon, Hari at Diyos. Kaya po aming tinatanghal sa aming puso, ikaw bilang aming tagapagligtas at aming Panginoong paglilingkuran habang kami nabubuhay. Samahan mo kami, Panginoon, maging sa aming pangulila, sa aming pagluluksa. At sa panong itong may dinaramdam ang aming bansa at may karamdaman ng buong mundo, salamat na hindi mo kami iniiwanan. Salamat. Sa iyong papuri at sa iyong laluwalhati sa lahat ito. Sa pangalan ni Jesus, Amen.